Romeo Langford.
What's the last song you played on your phone?
You Are Not Alone by Michael Jackson.
Romeo, what did you show at Indiana that you felt like you weren't able to show in AAU?
What'd you say?
What were you able to show at Indiana that you couldn't show at the high school level or before that?
I really just felt like I showed everything I could. Showed just about everything I could do that I did in high school, but I just showed that I can do it at a higher level.
Were you asked to do anything differently?
No, not really. I mean, all my coaches look for me to play defense. All my coaches look for me to score the ball, and I feel like I did that in the end.
It seems like you surprised people with your defensive intensity at the college level.
Yeah.
Is that something you've always had?
I always had it in me, but I feel like Indiana just brought it out.
Easier when you're not the main scorer or the only scorer on the team?
Yeah, it makes life easier. I don't have to do so much when you can rely on your teammates to do some scoring.
Have you noticed anything in workouts that says, you know, my game translates probably better to the NBA than it even does college?
I haven't been able to work out for teams or anything, but I mean, just always thought that. I've always thought that my game translates better just in the NBA just because of how spaced the court is.
What kind of interactions did you have with the Celtics during this process?
I met with them. They were one of my draft combine interviews.
What kind of stood out about them to you?
Really, they're just a cool group of men that I met with. Had a lot of good feedback from me and saw a lot in me.
There are obviously a lot of changes that are coming there to that franchise. When you see stuff like that, do you think, all right, maybe there's more opportunity for a young guy to come in? Or?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot going on right now in the NBA. No one really knows like what's going to happen, and I feel like that just is helping us this draft class out a lot, just be able to see more young guys have to take the role on starting and stuff like that right off the bat.
Romeo, how's the injury? Do you think you'll play at Summer League in a few weeks?
The injury's going good, but the doctor, Summer League probably the first time I play do contact with my thumb, so possibly, yeah.
So still up in the air then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of the 30 NBA teams, how many do you think you talked to before the draft?
Probably like 18.
If you could take one specific move from any NBA player's game, what would that move be?
Probably James Harden step back. Yeah.
What are your expectations for your rookie year? Are you going in with certain things you'd like to accomplish?
I always have high expectations on myself, so I'm not just going in just thinking that I just want to just get a couple minutes. I mean, I'm going in wanting to be the best, wanting to start being a leader and all that.
Yeah,